This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what happened today in the cattle markets?
Well, Leslie, we had a very disappointing day as we saw our cattle complex see large triple-digit downside, and that's the way we closed the market today, too. We continue to struggle with our cash market out there. We're looking at, so far, light volume again this week across the cattle country, but it looks like we're going to see prices near the area we were last week. We saw box beef at mid-morning, $1.08 lower on choice, $0.97 lower on selects, moved 98 loads out there. Had a cattle kill once again of 114,000 head, but we just didn't have any price positive news to spur this market higher. October cattle were down $2.35. December cattle down $2.32. September feeders down $3.25, with October feeders down $3.40. And October lean hogs closed $1.22 lower.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
America's farmers and ranchers are the hardest working people on earth. Sun up to sun down, you do whatever it takes to get the job done. So when it comes to your side-by-side vehicle, choose the one with the number one track record for reliability. The Yamaha Viking and all-new Viking 6. The world's first and only true 3 and 6 person side-by-sides. Assembled right here in America. Viking is number one in drivetrain durability, comfort, and off-road capability. With class-leading features the competition just doesn't have, like Ultramatic transmission with all-wheel downhill engine braking, and OnCommand with fully locked four-wheel drive. So whether you're hauling feed, mending fences, or hunting deer, nothing outworks a Yamaha Viking. For more, Google Ride a Viking. That's Ride a Viking. Most dependable claim based on 2013 Yamaha Source Side-by-Side Owner Study. Yamaha owners reported fewer CVT belt drivetrain problems than competitive owners.
Tom, how did the latest USDA report impact the grain markets?
Well, it took a market that was trading negative before the 11 o'clock report came out and gave it some upside, and we actually closed everything positive today, led by the corn market. Now, as far as the report, I really think the reason corn got the most attention was the simple fact that we saw the ending stocks lowered by 121 million bushels, but it is still the second highest ending stocks in the U.S. of the past 6 years. The wheat did not get anything friendly. It got help from the corn, as did the soybeans today. Export sales were disappointing for wheat and corn, but friendly for soybean. On the close, December KC wheat 4¾ higher, March KC at 5 cents, December Chicago wheat 7 higher. The December and March corn both closed 12¾ higher. On November, beans were up ¼ penny. January was unchanged, and December cotton 8 points higher.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.